शिष्य रुक्मणी द्वारकाधीश की जय, शिष्य जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा माता की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदी, निताय गौर प्रेमानंदी, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू संबल बोडी, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू संबल बोडी, ऑल ग्लोरीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड गौरंगा, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू डिवाइन ग्रेस शिला प्रभुगा। ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानंजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमणोविष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयमरूपगदामायं ददाति स्वाहा पदांतिकं। वंदेहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलम् श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सागना रघुनाथं विदं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं राधाकृष्णपादान् सागना ललिता श्रीविशाखावितंस। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपी का कांत श्री राधा कांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी श्री राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषवानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय। वांछा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधु वैवशा पतितानाम पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। टुगेदर जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम राम राम। नमः ओम विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण साय पुत्रेश मदि भक्ति विदान स्वामी। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणी निर्देशवादी भाषा। हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। Dear devotees of their Lordship Shri Rukmani Dwarkadhish, brothers and mothers, everybody is welcome this morning here in the Bhagavatam class. few devotees like Srila Prabhupada, they have an anxiety. Their anxiety is that how the fallen souls can be saved. This is their anxiety. Par dukh dukhi, if they see someone suffering, they suffer. No exaggeration, I have seen Prabhupada, such a magnanimous personality, always thinking of others. Before Prabhupada, I have seen many, not many, but quite a good number, saints and sages of India. But nobody can be compared with Prabhupada. So, when Prabhupada was on his bed of last days, he said one thing, and whatever good thing Prabhupada had, he shared with the whole world, with everyone, without any discrimination. What he said, and that I want to share with you, many of you may be knowing, may be not knowing. Whole thing, the pivot of our problems is our mind, uncontrolled mind. That's the whole problem, is with our mind. Our mind is very stupid, very restless, very difficult. Even Prahlad Maharaj also said that mana eva manushyanam karanam mandar mokshayo. Mind is your best friend and he is your worst enemy. When mind is in your control, he is your best friend. He will take you to Krishna. When If it is not in your control, it is your worst enemy. So Prabhupada mentioned several times, many times, whole thing to control the mind. Bring this restless mind unto the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. So one tip Prabhupada has given to control the mind. And I want to share this with all of you, because whatever good thing we have, we must share. In the material world, nobody likes to share. Suppose somebody knows some very good technique, he won't tell anybody, because he wants to make money. But in the spiritual world, this is the difference. Naraji, our great acharya, you know, he's a pure devotee. And he shared his technique of pure devotion with the son of Daksha. He made 10,000 sons of Daksha, then 1,000 sons of Daksha. He was a devotee. And Daksha's curse, curse to Naraji. He said, what is this? He's called so many bad names to him. Naraji didn't say anything. He took all. And even cursed that you won't be able to stay in one place more than 3 years. Not 3 years. Naraji took to this curse. So these are the great devotees, Vaishnavas. So Prabhupada, while he was lying on his bed, what he mentioned, what our Prabhupada used to say, it has a great meaning, very grave meaning. He said, you know, when we do Guru Puja, Sri Guru Charana Padma, these prayers are by one Mahabhagavat Vaishnava, Srila Narottam Thakur, and very great Acharya. Those Gurudev Srila Lokanath, Lokenath, Lokera Jivana. Prabhupada said, after Guru Puja, Panchatattva, then we should chant Nitai Gauranga. This is the tip given by Prabhupada. He said in the last days, you know, lying and very sick. Still he's trying to help us, you know, so that we can get out of here. Till the last moment he tried. So Nitai Gauranga, very merciful actually. Without their mercy, we people of Kali Yuga cannot be delivered. Very difficult. They are the most merciful incarnation of Godhead. And Prabhupada was actually the mercy personification of Lord Nityananda, who was very, very tolerant to Jagai and Madai, especially Madai. Jagai was little okay, but Madai offended the Lord, tolerated him. Prabhupada tolerated us till the last moment, is trying to help us so that we can get out of here. But still it's up to me whether I want to get out, whether I want to stay here and rot in this miserable material world. And Nitai Gauranga, very, very merciful. And in that song, Parama Karuna Pahu Dui Jana Nitai Gaur Chandra, in the purport Prabhupada is saying, these two gods are the essence of all incarnations. Even when Krishna appeared, he put the conditions. Ram put the condition. But same Krishna, when he appeared in the role of his own devotee, Lord Chaitanya, he didn't put any condition. What he did? Papi tapi yato chila hari nam udharilo. We are today chanting Hare Krishna, this is mercy of Prabhupada and Gaur Nitai. Otherwise, we are not fit to chant Hare Krishna. Why? Especially I am talking about myself. Very sinful. Kali Yuga, we are all born sinful. Described in the Bhagavatam, Manda Sumanda Mateo, Manda Bhagya Upadrata. We are very fallen in this age of Kali. But Lord Gauranga, Lord Nityananda, these two gods, very merciful. They have appeared to deliver the fallen of this age of Kali. When Lord Chaitanya was, when he was young Nimai, he was in his Mahaprakash. He is Krishna hidden in the role of his own devotee, but now he is Krishna. So everybody started running here and there. Nimai is Krishna. Mother Sachi was called anyway. Lord gave the benediction to all his devotees. Nobody asked for himself. Everybody asks for others. These are the Vaishnavas. Advaita Acharya, what benediction you want? Lord Gauranga, Lord Nimai. You know what benediction Advaita Acharya asks? Lord Chaitanya. He said, my Lord, in this age of Kali, it does not matter how fallen one may be, but he should not be deprived of your mercy. This is the benediction. Advaita Acharya asked Lord Gauranga. So these are all great, you know, personalities. Advaita Acharya is Mahavishnu. Gadadhar Radharani. Shivas Naraji. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Krishna himself. Nityananda is Balaram. Very merciful. So must stick, because time is getting very bad. Bad to worse. Kali Yuga is trying to take over very rapidly. But if you stick to the lotus feet of Gaunitaya, by the mercy of Prabhupada, beyond any doubt they will save us. As it is assured by Srila Lochandas Thakur. Dekho ore bhai tribhuvane nai. Emana dayalu data. My dear brothers, nobody is most merciful as these two gods, Gaunitaya. What is their mercy? Pashu pakhi yure pashana bidare shuni jara gungata. He's so kind, so merciful, Gaur Hari. He delivered even the animals in that jungle. Animals are forest, but delivered. Animals have very low birth. Tigers, snakes, elephants, deers, all kind of animals, monkeys. This is the mercy of Gaur Hari. So, assurance of pure devotees, Shri Lochandas Thakur, is that don't think that you won't achieve the desired goal. You will. Desired goal is Krishna Prem. Come to the lotus feet of these two gods, Gaur Nitai. They will certainly deliver you. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. 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 Narayanam Namaskrityam. Naram Cheva Narottamam. Devim Sarsvatim Vyasam. Tato Jayamudhiriye. Nashtaprayishu Bhadreshu. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavati Uttam Shaloke. Bhaktir Bhakti Neshtaki. Before citing the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is our very means of conquest, I offer my respectful obeisances unto the personality of God and Narayan, unto Narayan Rishi, the supermost human being, unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, unto Srila Vyasadeva, the author, unto Srila Prabhupada, our loving spiritual master. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 12, Text 8. Dhruva Maharaj goes back to Godhead. Please repeat. Maitriyo vacha sa raja rajena varaya chodito dhruvo maha bhagavato maha mati haro sa bevare Achalitam Smritim Yaya Tarati Ayatnena Duratyayam Tama Maitriyo Vacha Saraja Rajena Varaya Chodito Dhruvo maha bhagavato maha mati.
हरौ सावरे चलिताम स्मृतिम ययाय तरति अयतनेन दुरतयायं तम मैत्रियो वाच साराजराजेन वराय चोदितो ध्रुवो महाभागवतो महामति हरौ सावरे चलिताम् स्मृतिम् यया तरति यतनेन दुरतयाम् तम
माताजी Maitriyo Vacha. The great sage Maitreya said, Sahi Raja Rajena, by the king of kings, Kubera, Varaya, for a benediction, Chodita, being asked, Dhruva, Dhruva Maharaj, Mahabhagavata, a first class pure devotee, Mahamati, most intelligent or thoughtful, Harao, unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sa, he, Vavare, Asa,
Achalitam, unflinching, smritim, remembrance, yayaya, by which tarati crosses over, ayatanena, without difficulty, durattayayam, unsurpassable, tama, nations. Translation, please repeat. The great sage Maitreya continued, my dear Vidura, when thus asked, accept a benediction from Kuvera, the Yaksharaj, king of the Yakshas, Dhruva Maharaj, that most elevated pure devotee, who was an intelligent and thoughtful king, begged that he might have unflinching faith in and remembrance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For thus a person can cross over the ocean of nations very easily. Although it is very difficult for others to cross, purport by His Divine Grace, Abhay Sunarvind Bhaktivedanta Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada. According to the opinion of expert followers of Vedic rites, there are different types of benedictions in terms of religiosity, economic development, sense gratification and liberation. These four principles are known as Chatur Vargas. Of all the Chatur Vargas, the benediction of liberation is considered to be the highest in this material world. To be enabled to cross over material nations is known as the highest Purushartha, or benediction for the human being. But Dhruva Maharaj wanted a benediction which surpasses even the highest Purushartha, liberation. He wanted the benediction that he might constantly remember the lotus feet of the Lord. This stage of life is called Pancham Purushartha. When a devotee comes to the platform of Pancham Purushartha simply by engaging in devotional service to the Lord, the fourth Purushartha, liberation, becomes very insignificant in his eyes. Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati has stated in this connection that for a devotee, liberation is a hellish condition of life as for sense gratification, which is available in the heavenly planets. The devotee considers it to be a will-o'-the-wisp, having no value in life. Yogis endeavor to control the senses, but for a devotee, controlling the senses is no difficult at all. The senses are compared to serpents, but for a devotee, the serpent's poison teeth are broken. Thus, Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati has analyzed all kinds of benedictions available in this world. And he has clearly declared that for a pure devotee, they are all of no significance. Dhruva Maharaj was also a Mahabhagavat, or a first-class pure devotee, and his intelligence was very great, Mahamati. Unless one is very intelligent, one cannot take to devotion service or Krishna consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Dear devotees, I stopped here reading Prabhupada. Why? Because what Srila Prabhupada has said here, that unless one is very intelligent, one cannot take to a devotional service or Krishna consciousness. Many times it's seen that devotees are criticized by the Mayavadis. They think that devotees are less intelligent. Mayavadi, they think that we are very intelligent. But Kali Pavanavatar, Lord Chaitanya, Gaur Hari, he condemned these Mayavadis. He said, Mayavadi, Krishneri Aparadi. These Mayavadis are great offender at the feet of Lord Sri Krishna. Actually, one who is very intelligent, one who is blessed by Krishna, can become devotee. Krishna can give the mukti, but he won't give the devotion, bhakti. Bhakti is so rare, but this so-called intelligent Mayavadis cannot understand this, that bhakti to Sri Krishna is the highest. This bhakti is so great that even Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he became his own devotee. Just to see what Radharani gets in my service. Why she is so charming? Why she enjoys so much serving me? What is the reason behind? The same mood Lord Chaitanya has adopted. And you know, he enjoyed that mood of Radharani so much. You know what he did? He opened up a storehouse of Krishna Prem for we fallen people of Kali Yuga. We should not think that the Krishna Prem is a very cheap thing. It's not cheap. It's not even available to Brahmaji. Brahmaji even desired to become a grass in Vrindavan. When he saw the gopis, Uddhava, he was so much impressed by the devotion of gopis to Sri Krishna. Uddhava is a very close friend of Sri Krishna. This to be a devotee of Krishna is very, very rare. I feel that this point we should all consider. Me, you, he, she, we should all. Prabhupada is saying here that unless one is very intelligent, one cannot take to devotional service or Krishna consciousness. Even sometimes we are Krishna conscious, we are not trying to head towards purity. Why? If I perform some little service, then I expect so much in a return. I want this, I want that, I want this facility, I want that facility. So this is not pure devotion. Suppose if I was in the material world, and if I'm suffering and rotting there, from whom I could have expected any facility or any thing? But now I have come little to the devotional service, I'm performing little bhakti. I want so much facility, this facility, that facility. Here Prabhupada is correcting me. Prabhupada is saying this is not proper. To expect anything in return won't lead you to the pure devotion. Though I am full of material desires, I want so many material things. I am desirous of so many things. I want this, I want that. Even Lord Chaitanya warned himself. He is in the mood of his own bhakta, own devotee.
He's saying, na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim. Kavitamba jagadisha kame. I don't want money. I don't want followers. I don't want beautiful women. I don't want to become big orator. If by the mercy of all the Vaishnavas and Prabhupada and Gaur Nitai Panchatat, if I can understand this, I should only desire to serve Krishna, then I think it will be very beneficial for me. If I'm desiring anything of this material world, then this is my misfortune. This is the conclusion my little intelligence is making here after reading this Prabhupada's words. I don't want anything. Many times, I've seen many devotees, oh, what is the security of life? My dear brother or sister, if you were in the material world, and what was the security there? Why don't you have little faith unto the lotus feet of Krishna? Krishna is taking care of the whole world. But if you're trying to be his devotee, you think he won't take care of you? Definitely he will do that. But I'm so unfortunate that I have no faith in Krishna. I'm faithless. I have faith in my own mind. As I said in the beginning, matter my mind is dictating me, I'm doing that. But my mind has cheated me so many times. All the time, this filthy mind is cheating me. But I'm being cheated by him again and again, again and again. Why am I being cheated by this filthy mind again and again? I should stop this. I can only stop if I get the mercy of Prabhupada, all the Vaishnavas, predecessor Acharyas, six Goswamis. Gaur Nitai Panchatattva. Then only I can understand the cheating of this mind. Otherwise this mind is cheating me. And he will keep on cheating me till I will be on the deathbed. But I have to come to my senses before it gets too late. I should not let this mind cheat me. I don't know for how many months back I was being cheated by this mind. How many times I was in the womb of my mother, hanged upside down, such a filthy situation. I was suffering there like hell. And again I am being cheated by this mind. No, not this time. There is one very nice song. Hari He Dayal Mora Jaya Radhanath. Oh my merciful Lord. Oh, the Lord of Radharani. Bar bar evar laho nijasat Hari He Dayal Mora Jaya Radhanath. My Lord, life after life I have neglected you. But this time, please take me with you, my Lord. Please, help me. Such a beautiful prayers are made by a pure devotee to the Lord. I should not let this my stupid mind cheat me this time. He's cheating me, I don't know for how many lifetimes. So, Srila Prabhupada wants us, why he didn't keep this confidential, or this is confidential for some Indian or for some Brahmins. He wrote this in black and white for everyone that unless one is very intelligent, one cannot take to devotional service or Krishna consciousness. Why don't I become intelligent? Because I'm carried away by so many material desires. So many material desires. Thakur Bhakti Vinod Maharaj is saying, Ashesha kamana hirde maji mora krodi dambak parayana madam mata sada vishaya mohita himsa garva bevushna. I'm filled with so many material desires. I'm full of egotism. Dambak parayana. I'm attached. All the dirty qualities. Thakur Bhakti Vinod is saying that they are all in me. He's so humble. So,
naturally, anyone who is a first-class devotee must be a first-class intelligent person. And therefore, not interested in any kind of benediction within this material world. Dhruva Maharaj was offered a benediction by the king of the kings, Kubera, the treasurer of the demigods, whose only business is to supply immense riches to persons within this materialistic world. It is described as the king of the kings because unless one is blessed by Kubera, one cannot become a king. The king of the kings personally offered Dhruva Maharaj any amount of riches, but he declined to accept them. He is described therefore as Mahamati, very thoughtful or highly intellectual. We should all become very thoughtful, highly intellectual. I'm feeling like to speak more, but Govinda Dutt Prabhu has warned me not to go beyond 8:15. So I don't want him to suffer, you know. But so many emotions are coming inside, I speak, but time is stopping me. 8:15. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Any question, any comments, please? Prabhu, I finished earlier today. Why are you getting up so quick? Huh? Be here when everybody gets up. Any question, comments, please? Yes. What's your good name?
Brian Ampuch.
Huh?
Brian Ampuch.
Brian, input?
Yeah.
Grandson
of Anbhuj Maharaj from the Fiji Islands. My question to you is, you are a product of love.
You are?
You are a product of love.
You are? Please, little slow, Mr. Brian.
All right.
Yeah.
And how can we have this love for Krishna, the one that you're saying, without, and also have a pure heart? As you say, doing service for Krishna, but doing it with a pure heart in the environment that I live in, or most of the people live in, we all have ulterior motives, which is impure heart. How do we condition our heart, mind, and soul to be pure?
This is your question.
Yes.
How we can be pure? Thank you, Brian. Very good question. One thing, don't mind my straightforward answer. The environment in which we are living is very difficult to have pure mind. Very difficult. I heard you talking one day with Rohini Tanya. You were talking to him while Prashadam. You are working in the Hollywood. He's a filmmaker. Movies. Very difficult in that kind of atmosphere to be pure heart. Very difficult. To be a pure heart, we need good association. That's very important. We need good association. Lord Chaitanya was asked this question. First thing, I appreciate your this desire to be a pure heart. This is very good, actually. But the circumstances in which we are, I'm talking in general and about yourself also, very difficult. Because if you are associated with these worldly-minded people, very difficult. Very difficult to stay pure and become pure heart because their bad influence is such. Person is forced to do the things which he doesn't like to do even. So, your desire is wonderful and you come every day. It's very nice. It's very much appreciated. And please increase your this desire to become pure heart and just come to the lotus feet of Krishna.
Because what else we are going to accomplish in this material world? Suppose, I don't know about much about the film industry here in the West. Suppose you become very big film producer and you become the richest man of this country, producing so many films and becoming very rich. But what is going to go with you? What is going to go with us? Like this. But right now our mind is so fickle, so difficult, so obstinate. He's pulling us towards this. Because impure mind's business is to pull us towards the material things, you know. So, you are a good person, good heart. Become more good. Come in the association of devotees and be fully dedicated to the lotus feet of most beautiful Rukmani Dwarkadish and perfect your life and return back home, back to Godhead. Their life is full of knowledge, eternal and blissful. No birth, no death, no old age, no disease, no fighting, no backbiting, no politics. Beautiful, you know. We want those things here, but they are not available here. Prabhupada used to say, can you imagine to be among the, if you are put into the prison, if you are put into the prison among the, can you imagine if you are among the criminals, sometimes the criminals killed each other, you know. It happens. It happened here in the US. It happened in India. If they are in the prison, they kill each other. In different degrees, we are all criminals, you know. It's not a good place. So please come to the lotus feet of Guru Gaurang, Rukmani Dwarkadhish. Perfect your life. Is it clear to you, Mr. Brian? Thank you for your understanding. Hare Krishna. Any question anybody else has? Yes, Govinda Prabhu.
Maharaj, thank you for a very wonderful class. And please forgive
all. You always offenses. Encourage me. The only thing that you stopped me earlier, you know.
Please forgive me for my offenses.
No offense.
Maharaj, the question I have is, Dhruva Maharaj here, he's asking for a kuvera for the benediction to be a pure devotee. Now, does that mean that kuvera is a pure devotee that Dhruva Maharaj can ask him?
Very intelligent question you are asking. Huh? Actually, kuvera is placed in that high position. He's the king of the kings, you know. So he has some pious credit. Like demigods, Prabhupada has mentioned previous, that demigods help you. Like gopis of Vrindavan, they prayed, Mother Katyayani, please help us to have Krishna as our husband. So these demigods can help. They are powerful personalities. They are gods. Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. They can help. Lord Shiva can help you. Kuvera can help you. Here, Dhruva Maharaj's mind shows that though if Dhruva Maharaj has any tinge of material desire, he could have asked the king of the kings, oh, you give me 20 trillion, you know, gold coins, you know, or maybe you give me as much. He didn't ask for anything. Actually, he refuted king of the kings. He said, devotees are not after material things. They understand they are all temporary. Why I am after material things? Because I haven't made any advancement yet. He may not be pure devotee, but he is powerful personality. He can help you. He can help. He can benedict you. If he has the power to give you the benediction, it means power is there. Brahmaji has power, Lord Shiva has power, the demigods have power to give the benediction. So, Dhruva Maharaj, a wonderful Mahamati, a great Vaishnava devotee, he has no material desire. Totally free from material desire. We have 5 minutes left. If you like, I like to tell a little story. But if you won't stand up and go. Can I? This is in this age of Kali. In the South India. Very famous story. True story. Pure devotees of Krishna. Ranka and Banka. Anybody heard their name from South India? Pure devotee, husband and wife. Both pure. But very poor. Once Naraji saw them And Naraji was very much impressed of their devotion. They are so great, but they are so poor. They have nothing. Naraji went to Lord Sri Krishna and he complained to the Lord. So, my Lord, what is this? Those who are not your devotee, you give them so much. But those who are your pure devotee, you don't give them anything. So, Lord knows everybody's hearts. He knows everything. Lord said to Naraji, my dear Narad, those who are my pure devotee, they don't want anything. Even I like to give them, they don't want other than service to me. They'll always like to serve me. So Naraji said, my Lord, I was expecting this answer from you. You don't want to give them anything. He said, no, Naraji, it's not like this. Okay, you want me to give them something? I said, yes, my Lord. Okay, come with me. I will give. From opposite direction, Ranka, husband, Banka wife was behind. Her face was covered. It's called Gungat. A chaste lady won't show her face to anybody. Because woman is attractive to a man. If woman is instrumental to attract a man will go to hell and that woman will follow him. Very dangerous. Vedic culture, woman won't show their face to any man. So, Banka is a pure devotee. She's so chaste, young. Her face is covered. So, Lord Sri Krishna put a pile of gold coins. And they were walking to that direction, far. And they're not together. She's away and he's in the front. Why? Shyness. Husband and wife, they don't mix together in front of public, Shyness. This is the great ornament of a woman. Now, when Ranka came in front, he saw the gold coin. And after putting the gold coins, Lord Krishna and Naraji both hide themselves behind a tree. And these great devotees, they didn't know, husband and wife, the Krishna and Naraji's are watching us from behind the tree. But Ranka came, when he saw the gold coins, you know what he thought? He said, if I will take these gold coins, then we will only think of these gold coins. We won't be able to think of Krishna. Poor person, but very rich in heart, pure devotee. Then Banka, but my wife, if she will say, my dear husband, Krishna, send these gold coins, let us take them and have a nice house, some furniture, this and that, then I won't be able to say no to her. Then we will be in trouble. So what he did, he started putting dirt on those gold coins. Out of sight, out of mind. When he was putting dirt on those gold coins, wife saw. Actually, she noticed what my husband is doing. She came close and she said, my dear husband, what are you doing? Oh my God, she saw. What are you doing? You're putting dirt on dirt? You understood? For her, the gold coins were not better than dirt. And he felt very embarrassed. I was thinking she will say to take, but she's more advanced than me. Both of them didn't look to those gold coins and left. Now, Naraji and Krishna watching behind the tree. And Krishna said, see Narad, what she said, what he said. Then Naraji bowed and said, my Lord, those who are your pure devotee, they don't want anything other than serving you. Because your service is so palatable, so wonderful. My Lord, please forgive me. Bolo bhakti mata ki. Louder. Bhakti mata ki. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki. Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavat Mahapurana ki. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Ram. Hare Ram. Ram Ram. Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for your patience. And all glories to all the devotees. Hare Krishna.